Holidays, everyone. I'm Ed Perzicki. This year's CD release is special because it represents the fifth annual recording of student holiday performances. In addition, it represents my 15th year of private music instruction. To celebrate, we are featuring our first piano duet. And although it's not a holiday song, it will certainly have that nostalgic feel. Also, I've asked the only student who has performed on all five CDs to interview me in addition to the traditional final song interviews. I hope this year's CD gets you into the holiday spirit and inspires all of our musicians to keep practicing. So now, let's meet this year's students.
Hello, I'm Anthony Dundum.
Hello, I'm Crystal Regassa.
Hi, my name is Rowan Mahindra.
Hi, I'm Andy Lauer.
Hi, I'm Christine Regassa.
Crystal Regassa, and I'm playing Read Three Kings.
This is Christine, and I'm playing away in a major.
I'm Rahan Mahindra, and I'm playing Angels We Have Heard on High.
Hi, this is Crystal. I'm going to play God Rest You Merry Gentlemen.
Hi, this is Christine, and I'm playing A Little Town in Bethlehem.
Hi, this is Andy. I'll be playing Dance with the Sugar Plum Fairy.
So Andy Lauer is with me, and he has some questions he's going to ask me this year because I've been torturing him for the last 5 years with seasonal solo interview questions. So go ahead. What do you got?
Our first question is one that we can all relate to. Ed, What is the worst present you've ever got? Be honest.
Oh my gosh, you know, I can't really think of any.
Yes,
the worst present would be, I've got one, actually. The worst present that I've ever gotten would be from my boss, actually, at not Fairview Music here, but my other full-time job, and I actually got little metallic, or like metal, picture holders. So you actually stick, like, the picture in, like, this little metal snowflake picture holder.
What year did you stop believing, or what age did you stop believing in Santa? If ever.
There was a time in high school, probably about your age, or even a few years younger than that.
Oh, dear.
That I didn't believe in Santa Claus. And I believe... I don't know if I believe in Santa Claus or not, but I believe in that if you work hard at things and if you do things, anything can happen, and if you believe in it hard enough, that it can come true. It seems kind of corny, but I really do believe that.
Kind of a metaphorical Santa.
Yeah.
Words to live by, truly. our third question, this brings us to Christmas songs, since that's the topic of this year's CD, and every CD would be songs. What is your least favorite Christmas song? What's the song that when you hear it, you just can't stand it?
I think over the last 15 years of teaching, I think I've heard Jingle Bells about 1 million times. So I think I can do without Jingle Bells.
On the record, folks, Ed, get rid of Jingle Bells.
I don't think I should check it to know what's playing it this year.
If you're playing Jingle Bells this year, now you know what I'd really think of you. Ed, what is the one Christmas present that till this day you still wish you had gotten and are so bitter and angry about?
You know, I can honestly say I'm an only child, so I'm a spoiled brat, so my parents have gotten pretty much everything I've ever wanted.
A little brother or sister, Ed?
No, I'm actually thankful I don't. No, I'm happy like that. I'm happy as I am. Boy, any present that I haven't ever gotten, you know, I honestly say I really can't think of any. A chia pet. I think I did get a chia pet, so.
And that
the clapper.
Your worst
got the, never got the clapper, so.
That's unfortunate.
But, no.
Once again, Ed, once clapper next year. He posted an idea. Okay, this is getting us down to our final question. I think what we've all been wondering, Ed, how many Christmases have you spent alone?
None. No Christmases alone. No Christmases alone. I've been blessed by having wonderful parents and a wonderful girlfriend that I've spent a lot of Christmases with over the last 5-6 years. So luckily, I've been happy on every Christmas I can think of. And happy holidays to everyone. Thank you, everyone, for their help with seasonal solos. Thank you, Andy, and I wish you the best.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Hi, this is Crystal, and I'm playing Remember When.
I'm Christine, and I'm also playing Remember When. Thank you.
is Andy again, and I'm playing Frosty the Snowman. If you want to break the record of 5 consecutive years in seasonal solos, then better stick with it. You're in for the long haul.
Crystal, do you like playing the piano?
Yes.
What's the best part about it?
You get to play lots of songs.
Okay. Do you like to draw pictures, Christine?
Yes.
What do you like to draw pictures of?
Anything I think of.
Rohan, what's the most important part of the holidays?
Enjoying with your family the holidays and make sure like you don't get mad at anyone because it's a time to enjoy. And there's not many times like that in the year.
Andy, what has seasonal solos taught you over the last 5 years?
I think it just shows how a lot of hard work can really pay off in a really cool way. Ed puts a lot of effort into the CD every year, and all the kids that play on it spend a long time. And I always think it really shows in the finished product. I think it's kind of like the Christmas spirit. We all work together and we can really accomplish some really great things.
Santa Claus called you on the phone the other day. And you talked to him?
He said, give me hot chocolate, and then I'm going to make it broom.
Well, Crystal, you do a good job practicing, and you sound really good. What's your trick? What's your secret?
You have to practice a lot.
Yeah, how much do you practice?
5 to 4 times a day.
Wow, that's a lot. Andy, what do you hope for next year? Probably going off away into college and stuff. What's your future like?
A future without seasonal solos? What kind of future is that?
Christine, what do you like about playing piano?
I like to play them with my friends.
You like to play piano with your friends?
Yeah.
Do you teach them?
Not really.
Do they teach you?
Sometimes.
Rohan, you play piano and guitar. Which one do you like better? No pressure, though.
I like them both. They both let me play songs they like in guitar. I'm playing songs from my favorite band right here. I like playing songs like carols like these, or like playing movie themes, so I like them both.
So why do you like Christmas?
Because it's my favorite holiday.
Why?
Because I like it.
6 years on seasonal solos, I don't know if I'll make it there, but You kids out there can try, maybe 7 or 8. I know I'll be listening.